Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imnc.org, for January 14th to the 20th, 2017. This week, Israel welcomes Donald Trump with plans to build more new settlements. Meanwhile, Israeli attacks leave three Palestinians killed this week. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. Six were abducted, many others treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation as Israeli troops attacked anti-wall and settlements protests organized in West Bank villages. IMEMC's Majd Bajali has more.
This week, protests were organized in the villages of Bel'in and Na'lin in central West Bank and in the northern West Bank village of Kfar Kaddoum. In Kfar Kaddoum, many residents were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation as Israeli troops attacked the weekly protest there. Troops later stormed the village and fired tear gas into residents' homes. Meanwhile, in the villages of Bel'in and Na'lin in central West Bank, Israeli soldiers attacked the protesters as soon as they reached the gate in the wall that separates local farmers from their lands. Also on Friday, dozens of Palestinian peace activists, along with Israeli and international supporters, gathered in East Jerusalem Friday to erect tents and try to re-establish the peace village Bab al-Shams that was built in 2013 and destroyed that same year by Israeli forces. Israeli troops attacked the peaceful protesters, forced them away, and abducted six of them. Soldiers also attacked journalists and detained live broadcast cars. For IMMC News, this is Majd Bajali.
As Donald Trump assumes office in Washington, Israelis are welcoming him with plans to build more new settlement units in the West Bank. IMEMC's George Ashmawi with the details.
American flags are waving at the entrances of illegal Israeli settlements of the Gush Etzion settlement block in the southern part of the West Bank as Donald Trump is inaugurated today the new president of the United States. The Israeli government is expected to approve the construction of 2,700 new settlement units in these settlements. A source at the Settlements Council has reportedly said that Netanyahu told the settlers during the past 8 years that somebody in the White House would not allow them to build new settlements. But now there is a new president who they hope will help them build more settlements. The same source said that settlers are in direct contact with the new American administration and that there is a delegation in Washington attending the inauguration of Trump. Since the United Nations passed the Resolution 2334, which affirms that the establishment of settlements by Israel in the Palestinian territories occupied in 1967 has no legal ground and is a violation of international humanitarian law, Israel has boosted the construction of new settlement units in various locations in the occupied West Bank. In the meantime, Palestinians organized several rallies protesting Trump's intention to move the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem. Last week, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said the Palestinian Liberation Organization, the PLO, would rescind its recognition of Israel as Trump moved the embassy to Jerusalem. Although there is no clear official statement from the White House that the American administration is going to move the embassy to Jerusalem, Trump and some of his advisors have mentioned that they want to move the embassy, an issue that would cause serious unrest in the occupied Palestinian territories, including East Jerusalem. According to the Israeli daily newspaper Haaretz, Israeli security and intelligence services has briefed Netanyahu and senior ministers with scenarios of worsening violence should Trump announce the relocation of the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Yet, according to Haaretz, Netanyahu has not received any official statement regarding an embassy move. For IMEMC News, this is George Ishmael.
Thank 3 Palestinians were killed this week in the West Bank by Israeli gunfire. Meanwhile, in Gaza, a child injured and fishermen abducted as the army continue attacking the coastal region. IMEMC's Ghassan Banoura reports.
Israeli soldiers shot and killed on Monday evening a Palestinian teen and injured at least 4 others after several army vehicles invaded Taqwa town southwest of Bethlehem and clashed with local residents. Medical sources at the Beit Jala Governmental Hospital in Bethlehem said that Qusay Hassan Al-Amur, 17, was killed after the soldiers shot him with 3 live rounds in the chest and 3 other rounds in his limbs. On Tuesday, the army shot and killed a Palestinian man at a military roadblock west of Tulkarim in the northern part of the occupied West Bank. Palestinian medical sources said that the man has been identified as Nidal Mahdawi, 44, from Tulkarim. The Israeli army claimed that the Palestinian was trying to cross the roadblock number 104 and that he attempted to stab the soldiers before they shot him. There have been no reports of injuries among the soldiers. A video of the incident shows the man standing still behind a pole when a soldier fired a round near him. Mahdawi started walking towards the soldiers, who fired several other rounds, and then he started running towards them before they fired the fatal shots. Also on Tuesday, a Palestinian child was injured on midday when she was hit by a speeding car driven by an Israeli settler in Hebron City in the southern part of the West Bank. Lian Arrazan, 5, was moved to Al Ahli Hospital in Hebron City after sustaining moderate injuries after being hit by the settler car. Later in the week, dozens of Israeli soldiers and officers, accompanied by several armored vehicles and bulldozers, invaded Umm al-Hiram village in the Negev and started demolishing homes and structures before the police killed Yaqub Abu Ka'in, 47, allegedly after ramming his car into officers, killing one. Many were injured, including Arab members of the Knesset, during the ensued clashes. Locals at the scene denied the Israeli allegations and said that Abu Ka'in, a known mathematics teacher, did not intentionally strike the officer with his car and that he just lost control of his vehicle after the police fired at it. Also this week, Israeli forces conducted at least 60 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and occupied Jerusalem. During these invasions, Israeli troops abducted at least 62 Palestinian civilians, including 17 children. In Gaza this week, a 5-year-old child was injured on Friday when Israeli soldiers opened fire at Palestinian homes close to the border fence in the town of Beit Lahia in northern Gaza Strip. Rimas Hamadouna was moved to the hospital after being hit in her abdomen by an Israeli bullet. Doctors said that the child sustained critical wounds. Earlier in the week, Israeli Navy ships attacked in 2 separate incidents on Monday several Palestinian fishing boats in Gaza territorial waters in Beit Lahia in the northern part of the Gaza Strip and abducted 5 fishermen. Moreover, Israeli Navy opened fire at Palestinian fishing boats north of Gaza City shoreline on Thursday. No injuries were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Ghassan Banoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for January 14th to the 20th, 2017, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imamc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by Said Najee, Anni, Iman Abdrabbo Banoura.